Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the great, not late, king of comedy, Dakota, and my co-host, the lady that puts the sweet in sweetness. She always looks both ways before crossing the street. She once fought a raccoon over a half-eaten bag of Doritos, Sherry Klitz. Now you can't say
hey.
I never gave you a good intro.
And that is the God's honest truth right there. Don't mess with my Doritos. That's bad. Yeah, Doritos are just nothing to mess with. It's true. Like, do you like Doritos, right?
Who doesn't?
Right? I know, right? I've never met a person who actually didn't like at least some kind of Dorito, so...
I know one.
So about the nacho cheese one.
Wait a minute. We have a special guest with us tonight. Cujo, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Dakota, just so you know, our friend Cujo is joining us tonight is actually from, well, he lives in Ecuador, but he's an American. So he's American Ecuadorian. He came up with a name. What is it?
Meridorian.
Meridorian. All righty. Hashtag Meridorian.
I need to add that to the show description.
Why does that sound like a villain from like a Star Wars movie or something, though?
It does.
Meridorian.
A Meridorian. Sounds like a villain from a movie or something.
Like Luke Skywalker's brother's cousin, sister.
Something, yeah.
That's funny.
He's a transsexual. She has her lightsaber where you don't want to know where it is.
I think this is the first time I've heard anything about a transsexual Jedi.
That was something new.
What kind of force are they using?
I don't want to know.
Yeah, right.
Let's keep away from that.
The force is with them.
There's some kind of force with something going down.
Yeah, and I don't want to see it or hear about it.
And we just lost all of our Jedi listeners. No, just kidding.
They're like, God damn it. She's got a fan.
I'm having a real hard time hearing you there, Cujo.
Oh, sorry.
I need to open.
Is that better?
That is better. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, good.
You know, do in Ecuador, do they celebrate national holidays? Do they actually?
They have tons of holidays here.
Yeah, like daily ones?
Are you talking like American holidays? Do they celebrate here?
Like national Ecuadorian daily holidays. Is there such a thing?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff they celebrate here. I couldn't fucking name any of them, but they do celebrate a ton of stuff.
Since you've been living there, what's the strangest holiday?
What's the what?
What's the strangest holiday you discovered down there?
There isn't really any. They're just... Well, I'll say the one that's coming up. It's called Carnival, where if you're outside, somebody will fucking pour water all over you and shit and power you up, and you're screwed. So, yeah, that's not fun.
Uh-oh.
And that's a holiday?
That's a holiday.
That's a fucked up holiday.
But it's funny when you're walking down the street and somebody fucking douses you with a bucket of water.
What is the reason for that?
I don't know. I haven't asked. I don't give a shit. I just like soaking the shit out of people.
You want to get rid of those water blasters and like go down there. There you go.
Oh, we have some.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I heard that Ecuador.
That's the best part.
Oh, yeah? I heard that Ecuador has a guinea pig festival. Have you experienced this yet?
I ate guinea pig, but that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I actually see that they treat these guinea pigs very kindly, but then, I don't know, their festival seems like they're in love with guinea pigs, but then I see a picture of guinea pigs being fried.
It's no different than eating food in America. You eat animals in America, you eat animals here. The taste and my personal aspect of eating it is pretty nasty. So.
Ew. They say it's a delicacy.
It's not good. I don't.
No. What's the closest thing?
I won't touch it.
What's the closest thing you think it resembles? Like a pig? Or like ham? Or like chicken?
Yeah, like a
or beef.
You mean like the taste?
Yeah.
It's like this one's tough to explain. You know, like when you're eating something bitter, like it's like a bitter meat taste. It's not like rotten or anything. It's just different. It's weird. I can't really explain it.
It's kind of gamey tasting?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
It's weird because, like, in the United States, yeah, it's not as good as our chicken and beef. Serving guinea pigs is legal in the United States, but it's not regulated by the FDA. I just want everyone to know that. Go ahead.
No, there's no FDA. There's no FDA here. That's what's done.
So what made you want to move over there?
My wife. And we're taking over her parents' business. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what's up. So it had to be like a kosher shot going over there. Can you get into that a little bit? Or?
What was that?
It had to be a culture shock when you first went over there. Can you get into that, you know, being an American and everything?
I could, but I really don't want to.
Do people treat you any differently?
Nope, they treat me with respect here. Everybody has respect for Americans. They like Americans here.
That's a plus.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, your wife had a different time coming to the United States, so this is definitely a topic over the table, right?
Exactly. It took my wife 5 years to get her fucking citizenship, and it took me 6 months.
Dakota, were you
going to
say something?
Almost.
I was how long it took to do that.
Yeah,
I didn't have to pay. My wife had to pay almost over $6,000 just to get her citizenship. I had to pay over $210.
Damn.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's it.
Big difference. Now, Jack, you were telling me earlier you're in a biking down there or a bike club. I didn't know they even had those in Ecuador.
They have tons. They have over 150 motorcycle clubs here. And I started my own as president. So.
Wow. And what's your club called?
Yeah. Oh, I can't really discuss that on the air. I'm not allowed to discuss that on the air. you're not supposed to do
okay.
that.
Yeah, man, he can't be speaking. He can't be speaking church on air right now, man. I got you. You're good.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Not supposed to do that ever.
Oh,
so,
I had no idea.
You can talk a little bit about what kind of bike you drive, right? You got a Harley, or what do they drive over there?
Yeah, I got a Harley. Harley Sportster.
That's what's up. Oh, hell yeah.
Yep. 1,100 cc.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm in a kind of a tiff with one of the other clubs here, so they don't like us and we don't like them. So.
Oh no.
The only reason why we don't like them is they're yuppies. They're rich assholes. They got all this money and they can buy whatever the fuck they want. So we don't like them.
That's not good. Do they rub it in your face?
That's the thing. No, it's well, we have a clubhouse, but it's not, you know, top notch like theirs is. There's an actual huge ass freaking warehouse, and they got TVs and couches and crap like that. We've been there, and I got into a little argument with the president, and I just said, "Well, you guys are yuppies. You buy fucking Harleys that are like $50,000, like no problem. I had to earn my shit." So. We don't like them that much. We don't really hang out with them anymore. We're respectful because they're a club. We wave at them or whatever, but we don't start fights or anything like that. But that's not the thing we like.
Wow. Interesting. Is that a big thing in Ecuador, is motorcycles and clubs?
Yeah, there's over 150 here just in Ecuador.
I mean, would you say it's more than the United States?
Yeah, I would say it's way more than the United States. There's probably over 1,500 clubs in the United States than there is here.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's different rules in South America. Because, like, in America, you have to go to a higher-up club so you can get your patches and wear this and do this and be approved for this. But here, you don't have to be approved for anything. You just ask the club that's in your city or in your town and say, "Hey, I want to start a club." They say, "Okay, go ahead, no problem." That's it. End of discussion.
Wow. Would you say because the cultures down there are different than ours as far as being protective of, like,
yeah,
families?
They don't like one percenters here. I don't know if any of you guys know what that is. That's more of an outlaw club, one that, you know, criminal organization, as they call it, but I don't really say that. That's not how I see it. But there is a few here, and they're not like that. None of them are like that. I've met many of them, and they're not even close to what people portray them to be. So they don't want them here in Ecuador, but they're here. There's nothing you can do. So.
Wow. Jesus.
I was not smoking a bone.
Sure. He says that, but, you know, I don't know. Awfully quiet.
So how's the weed over there? They got some good bud on that way?
I have no idea. I don't smoke weed, man.
Well, dang.
Well,
go ahead.
What was that, Jerry?
It's hard to hear you. I'm sorry. They're actually opening up, Chuck. I know you know this area here. They're actually opening up three more marijuana shops in our area.
A dispensary?
What's that?
The dispensaries?
Yeah, dispensaries, yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I think that's weed is cannabis oil for like pains and stuff. So like my kidneys are shot, my fucking diverticulitis shit that I have. But I haven't had any problems with pain lately, so that's probably the only shit I take.
Wow, so it's actually helping you, you would say?
Oh, yeah.
The,
yeah, I haven't had pain in, Jesus, I haven't had a pain in probably almost a year.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Dakota, have you ever tried the oil before?
Yeah, but I put it on my weed and, like, smoked it. Not, like, the oil you're probably talking about, though.
Oh, I'm talking about the CBD oil.
Yeah. I never really tried, like, the oils he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, I've never tried any of that, so that's why I ask a lot of questions when it comes to it. It's getting me really famous with my...
You don't get high or anything.
Nah. It just gives you, like, it helps with the pain, the way I take it. Because I got family members that use it and stuff like that.
Riding a Harley most of the day is like back aching after a while. And I take that stuff just because my back is killing me after a while riding a Harley all day. So.
Right.
Now, do you have the big bars where you got to hold your hands up?
I got the monkey bars, but they're like medium size, so my hands are up in the air.
Right.
Oh, that's what's
gotcha.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. You're gonna have
and it's
to
green
me
for
picture.
The color of my club.
Nice.
Yeah, send me a picture.
Please do. That's interesting. So, what else is different about
like
Ecuador? Can you share with us? We got about 12 minutes.
The leather. I don't have to shovel.
You have to shovel. It took me almost 25 minutes to scrape my car today. The ice was
well,
so thick.
It's starting to snow here. It started snowing here like an hour ago, so.
Wow. Now,
it's been 75
Dakota
degrees all day, every day.
Dakota's in Tennessee, so.
The weather here is so fucking unpredictable. Like, one day it's raining, one day it's sunny, one day it's hot, one day it's cold, one day it's snowing, one day it's who knows what the fuck's happening. There's a tornado somewhere.
I used to live in Tennessee.
What part?
I used to live in, what the hell is the name of that shithole?
is it called Camden?
I used to live in Nashville for a little bit. And then I lived Lexington.
Lexington. Okay, I'm about maybe an hour and a half from there. So, yeah, I can say it's probably a shithole because it's to tell where I'm at. So.
Well,
I
got robbed.
You know where Paris was?
I got robbed by my landlord.
Oh, shit. You know where Paris was? I live in the town like 20 minutes away from it if you go towards the interstate.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is. My buddy used to live
like,
there.
It's like a little truck stop, little town. Yeah, exactly where I live at.
But I fucking hated it.
I feel it. There ain't nothing around this fucking place.
No, there's not.
That's why we do
that. Not at all.
This
so I'm just about, well, I used to live in Arizona because out there is like California is right there and Mexico is right there.
I'm thinking of if I move out of Ecuador, I might move to Utah. I don't know, maybe.
Utah? What the heck is in Utah?
Yes. It's awesome. I've done research on it for probably almost 8 months. And it's actually a pretty good place to live.
Nice. I do have some relatives out there. And they say it's awesome.
But it's going to suck because if I leave here, I have to give up my club. But either that or I'm going to have to bring my club to Utah, but chapter-wise, meaning leave one chapter in Ecuador and go to Utah and start one there. I don't know.
Right.
Interesting. I didn't know you could do that. Does that mean people would have to move with you?
If your club... No. If your club's big enough and you go to another state or a town and say, hey, I want to start a chapter, but you'd have to talk to the higher-up club that's there. And if they say, yeah, absolutely, they'll check you out, see what your club, how big your club is, wherever you are the first time, and they'll say, yeah, you can start a chapter here, and we're all set. But I don't know if they want me in Utah because it's a godforsaken country, literally.
Yeah, I wonder how you'd fit in out there.
I don't know.
I'm
pretty evil, I guess.
You're not evil. Okay, you are evil.
Probably when I cross the line, right when I cross the line, they're going to be like, well, here's a cross, sir, and may the power of Christ compel you, right when I cross that, and I'll know. throw some holy water on me, see if I start sizzling.
Poor Chuck, that's what happened every time we crossed the border here, so, you know, they're still doing that?
Exactly. I crossed the border, I didn't sizzle.
You thought it was a festival then throwing water at you in Ecuador. Heck no, that was like garlic water.
I'm sure they bless it before they throw it on me. They're like, please take the devil out of this son of a bitch.
Oh, that's too funny.
It's weird because when they do that festival, we go to like another town and we go and hang in another house and we like soak each other, like family members and stuff like that. We stay away from other people. And then I just noticed that I don't get cold. I start like roasting. It doesn't make any sense. Everybody else is freezing, so I guess I am a demon. I have no clue, maybe.
You are. I believe you
I'm
are.
I'm not cold. Ever. I'm not.
It's true. Like,
well, my logo
I've
on my
seen
on
you
my
in the winter.
On my vest should.
Chuck,
I think
I've,
I'm
not, I've
I
met
think
you.
It's me on the back of my vest.
Cool. Now, do you still? Let me think for a minute. You're still doing designing, right? You still do your graphic designs? Because Dakota and I, we need a good logo for this show. I should have asked you. You could.
All right.
We need fire. We need a world. We need it to look popping.
Yeah, I can make it look evil if you want me to.
I'm down. That sounds cool.
I'll make the world look like a little roast or something, and some fucking demon holding it. I'm like, yeah, roast the world.
There we go. What we'll do is we'll put it on the back of our leather coats up here. How about that?
Okay, just don't make it a 3-piece patch. You'll get murdered by somebody.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
No, would not you? By me. It ain't going to be by me. I'm in Ecuador. I can't do anything to you.
You wouldn't do that,
wearing
though.
Wearing leather vest that says roast the world. Who? Me?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, that could be bad, right?
I'm not... Yeah, that could be bad if you do that.
Okay, we won't put on a leather coat. How about on the back of a jean coat?
It don't matter.
Does it make a difference what material it's on? Seriously?
Just as long as you don't have a centerpiece on a patch on the top and a patch on the bottom, then you're fine. If you just have like a whole piece, they're not going to say anything to you. If they see one, two, three, they're going to be like, whoa, what the fuck is this?
Okay, we want a whole thing. a whole thing then, right, Dakota? We don't want to split it up. We can make it look like a
one
club.
A one cheese patch.
That'd be funny. Oh, we're not.
You can ride scooters.
I'm front.
Right. I call a moped. I want a moped. Be like, or no. What are those little bicycles that you can put a little engine on? You get going so fast, it like kicks in and goes
moped.
Like 10 miles an hour. That's what I want. One of those.
I like the scooter idea.
So, yeah, it's like I'm a hardcore bike rider, 10 miles an hour at a time.
Oh, I think we lost Cujo, but that's okay. I'm sure he'll call back. Oh, Dakota, it was such a great idea. Think about that. We'll see what he can come up with. I think, he's a great designer. I've seen the stuff he's come up with. So...
yeah, he seems pretty chill. I dig him. Glad he came on tonight.
Yeah.
Just in case he doesn't get the call back in and really make this happen.
Yeah, he can't. I guess there's like a limit on time to call into something and from being out of the country. But it was really nice to talk to Cujo, Chuck. We've called him two different names tonight. He's actually in Ecuador at this very moment, and it was kind of cool to have a person from out of the country call into our show. So that was kind of exciting.
All right. That was pretty interesting. Learned a few things. Found out that guinea pigs taste like shit, so that means guinea pig ice cream definitely would have tasted like shit. Throw back to like 20 episodes ago.
Right. So why do they eat these things?
Right. Oh, and by the way, people, sorry we're coming to you guys early on a Thursday instead of it being a Friday. That'd be my bad. Dakota kind of had other scheduled things to do tomorrow night, so blame me for it.
Oh, it's all right. We understand. Thank you.
Yes, I'm too cool for you guys on Friday night than this week.
Just too cool.
But,
what can we say?
Yeah, I'm too cool for the show this week, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. We did this, though.
Nah,
we got this.
Truth is, my brother's moving to Texas on Saturday, and we're getting drunk as shit tomorrow night, so I ain't going to lie to my fans. I got to keep it real with my Turkey fans out there, yo. Shout out to Turkey. Every episode, hashtag, shout out to Turkey.
That's right. Our Turkey listeners. You amazing people.
Hey, if anybody from Turkey wants to call in sometime, feel free to. That'd be pretty chill. Find out what it's like over there.
We got to find someone from Turkey. That'd be great.
Right? I'm down for that.
Get in touch with me. If you're from Turkey and you want to be on our show, at least give us a shout out. Say hello. Don't have to listen to a big old interview or anything. Just enough to know that we have someone from Turkey calling in. Get in touch with me, Roast in the World, Facebook page, or Sherry Clip on Facebook, or Dakota Wheatley on Facebook. Just private message.
Or Twitter. You can hit me up on Twitter at the same handle name, or whatever the hell it's called. And
right.
I think I got one of those Instagrams too, but I never checked that shit, so nobody hit me up on that.
All right, we'll check it out. We'll check out all these Instagrams, whatever grams, blogs, social media, you name it. Hopefully we can get our website up and going soon, by the way, Mr. Dakota. And anyways, thank you all for listening tonight. Dakota, any last words?
Everybody have a good night, and hey, it's been an interesting show. Oh, shit, we got about, 30 seconds left?
About that. I just hope everyone... Stay safe, stay warm, and don't catch that coronavirus, okay? All right, we love you.
Type E4.
We all have a great day.